Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For this week only, MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears and Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. You got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, well, it's a good thing because you're going to get all your money back. It's risk-free, all gravy. Just log into mybookie.ag and make your first deposit with promo code CHAIR, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll. And that's on top of your risk-free bet. Go for it, guys. You bet, you win, you get paid. All right, guys. Welcome in. It's Vlad Harris here with another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Brought to you by Armchair Media. Take a seat. Well, guys, it's Wednesday. I usually record twice a week. Last week, my youngest child got hit with the flu, and I just didn't have the energy to do it. And here I am now on a Wednesday trying to do this podcast, and to be honest with you, not feeling it. As I'm, you know, obviously, whatever the kids brought home, I got it now too, so. But I got to at least put one show out there for this week. Thanksgiving is on us, you know, for tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to chow down some turkey, ham, and whatnot. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, anything you like on the menu. But what I think what I'm looking forward to is the week, you know, the Monday after Thanksgiving. It'll be the week where everybody brings in their leftovers. So, each break room will have at least. They'll have at least a pecan pie. I always find that no matter where I've worked, usually the Monday after Thanksgiving, somebody always brings a pecan pie or some sort of dessert. It's always pecan usually, because obviously their fridge is full and they don't want to eat all of it because, you know, obviously for, you know, when you eat something as you get older, it's easy to, it's easy to gain weight. Whereas if you're a younger child or younger kid, the metabolism's a little different. So I'm sure when I come in on Monday, somebody will bring in something, whether it's a lemon cake, you know, or pound cake or a pecan pie, pumpkin pie, velvet cake. It'll be something usually. It always is. Always some sort of dessert. So, Pitt's bid for the ACC Coastal ended over the weekend as they went to Blacksburg and got bitch slapped 28-0. I watched the first half and pretty much, I think I turned on Paw Patrol after that and watched Paw Patrol with my kids because I knew we had no rat's chance in hell of coming back because our offense isn't really designed to come back from deficits. And the way the offense pretty much was working that day, nothing was going to go right. The defense obviously scored 20 points. They gave us some big plays, but defenses sometimes have bad days, and sometimes the offense has to bail them out. But unfortunately, this offense we have doesn't have that luxury to bail the defense out all the time. As you saw, we couldn't complete a pass. Either came in and made a bad throw, or the receiver dropped it. And on top of that, we can't run the ball because the running game has gotten better, but we don't really have any feature backs. It's like by committee. Whereas last year we had two guys that can punch it in, Darren Hall and Kwadri Olufsen. We don't have that this year because nobody's really distinguished themselves from the other running backs. So I know people are. They're pretty hard on Mark Whipple, I guess, if he's a bad hire or not. He's not too bad of a hire. It's just Kenny Pickett has shown some improvement. His stats are a lot more, but it's because we're throwing the ball more. You know, we're throwing the ball a lot more in volume, and of course, when you do that, your stats are always going to go up. But the thing is, do you pass the other test? Do you have it? Unfortunately, on offense, we have some decent receivers. Running back, not so much. We don't have somebody that has it. Quarterback, Kenny's our guy. I mean, he's done well, but I don't know if he really has it. I mean, he had a really good game with North Carolina, and you hope they would continue on, but they were just hung over this game. I mean, well, for one thing, they're at Blacksburg. It's Bud Foster's last game as the defensive coordinator. So Blacksburg obviously was going to be rolling no matter what. And they were in Virginia Tech's been on a hot streak since that bad loss to Duke. And they came in with a vengeance and pretty much, you know, they rarely beat us, so they're pounding their chest over this as if they won the Super Bowl, which is fine. Which sets up the ACC Coastal for next week, whereas Virginia Tech goes to Charlottesville to play UVA, and the winner of that game is going to play Clemson in the ACC title game. And that game is a noon kickoff, which is a total travesty. I think it should be a prime time game. I mean, the ACC Coastal is already on a map for other reasons. But this game could really put the ACC Coastal and the ACC as a whole on the map in general, because I think this is going to be a bloodbath of a game. It's going to be physical, both defenses playing well. And I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm not sure if I like Virginia's chances because Tech is on a hot streak. But who knows? They may be able to knock Virginia Tech back down to earth. We'll see. Now, if we look at the rest of the ACC for that weekend, well, Virginia hammers Liberty. Boston College got destroyed by Notre Dame, 40-7. So I'm not sure what happens to the dude himself, Steve Adazio, if BC opts to keep him. North Carolina destroys Mercer. Louisville beats Syracuse in a high-scoring game, and wow. Miami loses to Florida National 30-24, and Wake beats Duke 39-27. Now, it was over 13 years ago. Now, we talk about the helmet smashing from Myles Garrett, but let's not forget about when Miami and Florida National played in, I believe it was a bowl game. It was 2006, and the game ended, I think it was 14-0 Miami, and the game ended in a fight. And one of the Miami players took his helmet off and was fighting other players with it. People tend to forget about that game. Cleveland's been having their fun with the whole Myles Garrett thing, as they've been, well, you saw the pinata of Mason Rudolph. And I guess, you know, that game is coming up, and, you know, the Steelers are trying to ban Myles Garrett jerseys from the stadium. And I read this as them being snowflakes about this. But if you take another look, they're trying to minimize safety hazards, because I believe if they come into Heinz wearing these shirts, there's going to be fights. And I think they're trying to avoid fights, any type of crap that's going to happen, because obviously the Steelers are going to want revenge and retribution. Now, looking for this week for the ACC on, you know, the Friday, November 29th. I said Tech and Virginia was on Saturday noon kickoff. It's actually a Friday noon kickoff on Black Friday, which makes no sense whatsoever. It should be an evening kickoff, because I think this game's going to have a lot of buzz, but whatever. I like Virginia Tech's on a hot streak, but I think UVA finishes them off. Because this game is a gut check for Virginia. If they really want to get themselves over this hump, they got to knock off their rival in one of the biggest games of their Bronco Mendenhall's tenure. I mean, this is the game for them, and I think they know it's at stake. It's a rivalry game, but the Coastal's at stake. I think Virginia will come out prepared, and they'll come amped up. I think Tech, after destroying Pitt, they may get a little bit overconfident, a little cocky, and I think UVA will knock them down to earth. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it'll be a close game. And I think in the end, I like UVA. Their offense has been playing a lot better as of late as well. And yeah, definitely. I think they grab the bull by the balls and they do it. Clemson's got South Carolina. Clemson should blow them on no problem. Georgia Tech. Yeah, Georgia should hammer them as well. A lot of rivalry games this weekend. Louisville, Kentucky. I like Kentucky in this one. Well, Louisville's been playing a lot better, but I go Kentucky. Wake and Syracuse. That's not a rivalry game. Wake Forest should beat Syracuse pretty good. Boston College and Pitt, not a rivalry game. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Actually, we'll talk about it now. Nah, we'll talk about it in a minute. Miami and Duke. Well, not a rivalry game, but Miami should have won that one. Miami goes to 7-5. North Carolina, NC State. North Carolina, I think if they win this one, Mac Brown gets into a bowl game. I think North Carolina wins it. NC State is really falling off the rails. Not sure what happened, but then Florida State will probably get hammered in this one. And then the top 25, let's see here. Actually, no, we didn't do top 25 for last week either. So let's look at the top 25 from last week. Penn State, Ohio State. Ohio State went on 2017. I figure Penn State will at least cover because nobody's really challenged Ohio State. Penn State didn't in a big way. It just, one of the big things they were able to do was force turnovers thanks to Lamont Wade. It's funny because I posted a screenshot of people giving Lamont Wade a hard time over being coverage for a touchdown. And of course, a Penn State fan who doesn't follow me, I guess, decides to come at me with it. And I said, I'm not criticizing Lamont Wade. It's your buddies doing it. I'm just pointing it out. And he was like, well, the Yinzers do this and blah, blah, blah. They've been hard on Lamont since... Well, here's the thing. We're not the ones sending out death threats to your own players. I mean, to our own players. We're not the ones writing letters to certain players telling them how to wear their hair and how to dress and not to wear gold chains and whatnot. It's the Penn State fan base doing it to themselves, and I think really he should be policing his own people, not Yinzers, unless the Yinzers are Penn State fans. But Lamont had a hell of a game. He forced a bunch of turnovers. You know, I mean, as one person told me, he wished Lamont was a little taller. He could be a linebacker. I mean, the guy, yeah, his cover skills obviously aren't desirable, but he can hit and he knows how to force turnovers. But at the end of the day, Penn State didn't have the offense to match Ohio State because while Sean Clifford was out, he got hurt. And their backup really wasn't, you know, he made some plays, but it's, you know, when you haven't had enough reps, you know, mistakes are going to happen. Minnesota beats Northwestern. Oklahoma State beats West Virginia, 2013. Some other ones here. Georgia beats Texas A&M, 1913. Michigan beats Indiana. Baylor beats Texas. So Baylor, you know, they're on pace to play for the Big 12 championship. But other than that, there's not much else that went on. Oklahoma beats TCU 2024. As we go to the next week, it's a big rivalry weekend. We got Virginia Tech, as I've talked about that before. You know, Friday slate, that's the biggest game. There's Cincinnati Memphis, whatever, it's AAC. Saturday, though, we got Ohio State, Michigan. It's a noon kickoff, which is an odd one in itself. I think this game's going to be a lot closer than before. Michigan's been playing a lot better, and they could pull off the upset here because they've just been – I mean, for one thing, Jim Harbaugh really needs this win, and if he gets it, I think he saves his job. So, I mean, person, they're an 8.5 point underdog. I like Michigan. I like Michigan to win this game. So I'm going to go Michigan. Clemson, South Carolina. That's an easy game. Clemson, Georgia beats Georgia Tech. Alabama, Bama, and Auburn. Auburn's been struggling on offense as of late. Bama should pretty much wipe them out. Wisconsin, Minnesota. This should be a good game. It's at Minnesota. But I think Minnesota pulls it off. I mean, Paul Chris will have his physical running attack. I think it'll be a high scoring game. I think Minnesota though does more of the scoring. Baylor should take care of Kansas. Penn State should take care of Rutgers. And if you saw that, well, you know that Rutgers they could not hire Greg Schiano because they wouldn't give him the money he wanted for him and his assistants. So Rutgers obviously is a hot mess. Oregon should beat Oregon State. Look at the rest of these. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Big game. Oklahoma's a 13.5-point favorite. I don't know why. Oklahoma State's been playing pretty well. Morgantown's always a tough place to play. Excuse me. I think Oklahoma wins, but I think Oklahoma State covers. And speaking of all this, guys, do you remember when you were ready to go? But some days you feel like you're in Blacksburg on a Saturday afternoon with the ACC Coastal Line, and so, you know, maybe you know, mentally you're just, you know, you maybe you think you're ready, but mentally you're just you know, I don't know if I'll be able to score, I guess you can say. I'm not sure if I have the proper roster or equipment to do all this. Well, look, go to BlueChew.com. It's blue like the pill. And get that extra confidence, everything you need to score touchdowns. And get the big W or maybe the big O, whichever one you prefer. Well, the big O obviously is going to get you the W because the person you're with, if they get that, then you're good. And what's great about it, guys, is it's chewable. So you don't have to worry about any halftime or pregame speeches. You chew this thing, and in a few minutes, you're ready to go. So go to BlueChew.com, enter promo code ARMCHAIR. You get your first order on us free. All you got to do is pay the shipping, which is $5. So go, guys. Go score. Get the W or the O. Go to BlueChew. All right, now back at it. Pitt plays BC at home. I'm not expecting a big crowd for this game. The kids are back. You know, the students probably are back at home with their families. I'm not sure if there's going to be really any big interest among Pitt fans for this game. One thing I can say, you know, one thing I caught a hard time about is that I said I don't care about the ranking if we're ranked or not because we really can't do anything with it. As some people say, oh, it's great to have it across a ticker, but you know what? There's been many times we've been ranked and we haven't done shit with it. So who cares? Do I want Pat Narduzzi fired? No, I don't think we should be firing our coach because the season didn't come as we hoped. I mean, we were 7-4. We have a chance to go 8-4, and it's not a bad season. I mean, the Miami game we should have won. Virginia Tech, we just ran a hot team, and we just didn't have it that day. We didn't show up. Penn State, obviously, they're a top 10 team, and it was at their place. It's just that early in the season, you know, there are two of our losses. You know, Virginia, we didn't have shit figured out. And Penn State, we really didn't either because, and by the time we did have some things figured out, Penn State was too late. But after us two losses, Pitt rolled off a bunch of wins, and yeah, the Miami game was a huge disappointment as well. I mean, that's one game I really think we should have. Of all the losses, if there's one game I think we should have back, is the Miami game. That's the game we really should have back. And it's just, you know, Tech was winnable, but then we ran to their hot team, and we didn't have it. And of course, not to mention, we still are not disciplined enough. And of course, we have, you know, another one of our players is out next week for half for targeting. But the thing is, with that targeting call, it was a horribly bad call. Paris Ford was making a tackle, but somehow it was targeting. I mean, I'm not sure how Paris Ford's supposed to tackle the guy. I don't know. But the thing is, you know, the NCAA and NFL have to overcompensate for a lot of these hits because there was all this outrage over football being dangerous and it being dangerous and all the long-term effects. So the NFL has to overcompensate by protecting their players as much as they can, even if it's a you don't agree with the call. It is what it is. But I won't spend much energy on Pitt BC. All I can say is BC has a really good offense. They have A.J. Dillon's one hell of a player. Pitt's going to need to shut him down. BC can't put points on the board. So although BC hasn't had the season they wanted, I wouldn't take them too lightly. These guys can score. They one thing they can't do is play defense. Although it doesn't really matter to Pitt because our offense tends to be our worst enemy, because we can have a shitty defense to play against, but our offense usually gives them a hand by dropping passes and whatnot. Oh well. Also, shout out to Pitt basketball team. They defeated Kansas State the other day. And it was an ugly game in the beginning, but they got together and won in the second half. Man, power to them. Anyways, guys, I'm not feeling good, and I have not much to say. So, hey, guys, enjoy your turkey day. Hail to Pitt. Bye.